Tonight's shir, Simen Ayin Beis. Simen Ayin Beis, Din Nosei Hamito, V'Hamanachamim, V'Hamalavim. The halachas of those who carry the bier, the pallbearers, those who come to comfort, those who come to accompany the kavura, Siv Aleph. Nosei Hamito, V'Chilufehen, V'Chilufei Chilufehen, those who carry the aron, those who are ready to spell the ones carrying the aron, those who are ready to spell, those who are going to spell. In other words, you have three different shifts. The ones that are carrying, the ones who carry second, the ones who carry third. Bein osam shehem lefnei hamito, whether they are ahead of the aron, bein osam shehem l'achov, whether they're behind the mito. Me'acha shalamito tzorech b'em, since there is a need for them to help carry the aron, peturin, all of them are exempt from saying kriyishma. Ushar Hamalavan is amazed, the others who are there to accompany the nifter to kavura, shein lamita tzorach behen, and they're not needed to carry the aron, chayavim, they would be obligated in reciting kriyishma. Mishtabur sifkan aleph, v'chilufei chilufeihem, not only the ones who carry the aron exempt, not only the ones who are waiting to carry it for them, the ones who are going to do the second shift to carry, after the ones that are waiting to carry, they're also exempt. But isn't there time for this last group of pallbearers to say kriyishma while the first group is carrying? They're patur nonetheless. They're still exempt. Because sometimes they'll change their mind and they'll be used right away to carry the aron. So they shouldn't start kriyishma. Essentially, they're all on call. The group that will immediately replace the ones carrying and the ones that are going to replace that group, they're all on call on a moment's notice and therefore should not start Shema. Sifkan Beis, Bahem, whether they're in front of the Aron, whether they're behind the Aron, as long as the Aron will need them, they're potter. Kigon Be'ir Sheyesh B'Chavura HaMuzumenas HaKach, you could have a city with a set group designated to carry the Aron. V'Kol B'nei HaChavura Machlif and L'Seis, and all members of the group will get a chance to carry. Lefisha kulam chafetz l'iskuspo, all of them want an opportunity to have that merit. Kulam patur mekriyishma, so they're all exempt from kriyishma. Lefisha em terud matirda samitzvah, they're all busy with the mitzvah. Fafil harachoykim emita, even those that are still distant from the aron. So you can have 20 people, and this is their job. They're designated to take care of this. And even though maybe only six will carry at a time, they're all going to get a chance. They're all going to get a chance. They're all waiting for their turn. So they're all potter. If you're in a place where they do not have a set group designated to carry the aron, so then we say, hasmuchim l'mita peturin, those who are closest to the aron are exempt. L'fisha derech l'zakosim b'ha mitzvah, because it's normal to give them the merit of being part of the mitzvah to carry the aron, k'she yichbat al ha-noisim, when it gets heavy for those that are currently carrying. But those that are further back haven't have to say Shema. So you have two scenarios. One, when there's a set group of people who always serve as pallbearers, so whether they're close or far, they're all going to get a chance, they're all exempt from Kriya Shema. But if you don't have a set group, so obviously the ones carrying the Aron are potter, and the ones nearest the ones carrying are also potter, because they'll get a chance to spell the ones carrying. But the ones further back may not get a chance at all, and they would have to say Kriya Shema. Sivkaton Gimel, Chayavin. All the others that are there to escort the nifter to the burial, they're not online to be pallbearers. They're obligated to say Shema. Chayav mekriyat Shema, they're obligated to say Shema. V'yafal pi shehalvoyas hameisu b'chal gemilas chasadim, even though even escorting the nifter is a chesed, the gemilas chasadim, whom in a Torah doing chesed is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But their escorting the mace is not something which will disrupt their thoughts. They can stop and stand in one spot and say the first pasuk of Shema with kavona. Vahashar, and the rest of Kriya Shema, they'll say as they're going. Al petur mitfila. But they are exempt from the Arash Shmoneh Esrei, Kamash HaKasim and Kuf Vav, as we'll say in Simen Kuf Vav. Se'if Beis. Ein Motzin Es HaMeis Samach Kriya Shema. We should not arrange a funeral to take the nifter to burial when it's close to Zman Kriyishma. Shein shahus lehotziyu lekavro kodesh shegiyas Zman Kriyishma, when there won't be enough time to take the body and bury and then still have time to say Shema. If they're going to miss this Zman Kriyishma, then they should wait until after they daven to have the funeral. And if they began to take the body to burial, they wouldn't stop in order to say Shema at that point. We don't take the body out to be buried when it's close to Zman Kriyishma. If the time to say Shema has already come, they should wait until they can estimate that most people already davened. And those who are the pallbearers also who have said Shema and David. So basically we're talking about until now, they're taking out the Aron 4 in the morning. They're doing this funeral before daylight. So we'll get everything done before the Zman Kriyishma. If the Zman Kriyishma comes, so if you're involved with the Kavura, who's Patu, who's Chayv. But if the day has started and you didn't do the funeral yet, didn't do the Levaya yet, then wait, let them daven first. Let them daven, and then you'll do the Levaya, so no one will miss Kriyishma Tefillah. Sefkan Hei, Es HaMeis, we don't take out the Nifter, Afilu Adam Chashav, even if the Nifter is a very special person, a very important person, it doesn't make a difference. Today we don't have the Adam Choshev that will override everyone's davening to be makel with us. We'd say we'll wait till everyone davens and then we'll do the Levaya. Sifkan Vav, Shegiyas Man V'chulu, they should, if there's not enough time to do the burial before the Zman. Mistimas Toshonu Mashma, from the silence and the simplicity of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, seems to apply. There should be no difference if it's nighttime and Kriyash Mashal Arvis. So if it's late afternoon and it's going to be time for Daven Marav soon, rather Daven Marav first and then do the funeral than do the funeral first. The Achronim say one can be lenient when it comes to Marav, do the funeral first. Because if you don't do the burial when it's still daylight, you're going to end up violating the Isser of the Solon. Even though they can do the burial at night after they say Shema Daven, they're still going to miss out on Ki Kavar Tik Berenu. If they don't bury before sunset, there's a shiloh when you're over Lo Solon. Some want to say you're over Lo Solon, he brings the notes, right away as soon as the night begins, and you're over Lo Solon Keseder. Others say you're only over Lo Solon if the whole night passes. You won't be over Lo Solon because you'll get to bury them before sunrise, before dawn. But the mitzvah says, save ki kabit perenu b'yomah, who are you going to miss out on? So the Achronim say it's better to do the burial late afternoon, even though you won't daven marav right away, you'll daven marav later, in order to be able to fulfill ki kavod tiferet biyamahu. V'im nizdamin shenishta hotzos hagvur ad shechasher, if it happened that the funeral was held up and it's already dark, then yamtina mil hotzio chispal kal marav, then we're going to wait. Let everyone daven marav first, and then they'll do the levaya after marav. Sefkan zayin hischilo hotzio, now if they began the levaya and now the Zman comes, we're not going to interrupt. If they began Levi, even if the Zman of Kriyishma has come, it's after Misha Yakar in the morning, and they shouldn't have done Levi, but they did. Sifkan Ches, we're not going to stop, perish. The people who are needed to carry the Aron, we're not going to tell them to stop carrying. Even if in the end they may miss the whole Zman Kriyishma. The Kfuras Mason Dvartar, because burying the Nifter is a Mitzvah Diraisa. Aval Elush in the Mita Tzarech Behem, those who are not needed to carry the Aron, Chayavim the Kfuras Tekef, they should take Kriyishma right away. Aval Pishesh Yidayin Ochas, even though there's time to do it afterwards, because the reality is they shouldn't have started. They shouldn't have started the funeral, so therefore they should stop and say Shema. Siv Gimel. Ha'am Ha'oskim Behespet. The people who are engaged in the eulogies, bismach hameis mutlifneim, as the nifter is laying before them, Nishmotim echad echad v'karnaspal. They'll slip out one by one, not as a group, but one by one, to say Shema and to daven. Ein hames mut lifneim. If the nifter is not there, him karn v'spal, they'll say Shema and they'll daven. V'oinen yoshev v'domeim, and the oinen will sit quiet and silent. Mishtabur sevkon test nishmotim. They'll slip out one by one. She after she yikru kan eisais. They can't say Shema next to the nifter. It's mocking the poor. Sefkan yud umispalim, and they will daven as well. The mechaber says they slip out one by one, say Shema, and they daven. Vaharbe poskim cholkun usfir luhu dehekelin tefila b'meis mutlifneim. Many poskim disagree and hold that when the mace is laying before them, they shouldn't daven at all. Kivan chat tefila hodarbonim, because tefila is darbonim. Near the inner chazan, the saf mevalish is what hakel b'zeh. So the chazan, whose job is it is to say the hesped, he should certainly rely on this. Shelo yitzdarach lahasad tefila. He shouldn't have to stop the daven. So we'll tell him kriyishma have to say shema, but for dashman esrei, he shouldn't daven shman esrei. The feeling kriyishma yesh omeduhu pratus. Some say it's part of kriyishma too. I to obey soysev. So even if you say he's chayving shema, but he's not chayving shman esrei. So Yilam Mechaber says they should say Shmona Esrei. Those who disagree, that they'll say Shmona Esrei later on. And certainly for the one who has to say the Hesped, he's going to say Shmona Esrei later on. Sivkon Yur Aleph V'domeim, the Oin and sister silent. V'ein Oin Achren Kol, he cannot respond, he cannot say Amen or anything. V'tam Shnes Barabas Simen Ayin Aleph, like Simen Ayin Aleph. Siv Dalet. Kavru Es Hames, once they bury the nifter, and the aveilim are now going to receive necham, comfort. And everyone follows them from the grave site to the place where the aveilim will stand, and they're going to make a line, so the aveilim will makabel necham. And the aveilim will makabel if the tzibur that came to accompany them have the ability to say the first pasuk of Shema before they get to make the shura, then they should. If not, then they shouldn't. So the Bar Halacha points out, you're not supposed to say the first pasuk of Shema when you're walking. So it has to mean they're going to actually stop and say the first pasuk of Shema, and still be able to catch up to the shura before their veil go through. They say the first pasuk before they reach the shura, yaschil v'im lav. If not, if they don't have enough time, lo yaschil, then shouldn't even start the first pasuk in order for them to do the shura. On that, Rambam says, "Im yeshahus biyom lekozak," because they'll have time later on. But if they're not going to have time later on, they're going to miss this man entirely. Then they're going to have to say at least the first pasuk of Shema. To say whatever they can. If there's not enough time, they shouldn't start. And that Rambam says, as long as there's time in the day to still say after. But if they're going to miss this man kriyishma to wait till after the shura, then yikru kriyishma tchil, they have to say shema first. Because the mitzvah, the mitzvah of tanchum hasn't begun yet. The mitzvah of kavura they have is over. Now there's a new mitzvah of nicham avelim. That mitzvah doesn't start until they get to the shura. So right now, you have to get from the grave site to the place of the shura. So if you have time to say the first pasuk before you get there, you should. If you don't, wait. If you're not going to have time, then you have to say it. And if it means missing the shura, so miss it. Because right now, I'm not involved in the mitzvah of nicham avelim yet. Si'if hey. Ha'oimdim bashur l'nachamo. Those that are standing in line to be menachem avel. Those who are in the innermost line, closest to the oval, they'll see the oval walk by, they're exempt from saying Shema. But those who are further back, and they're not going to get close enough to the oval, they're obligate. So we're accustomed to going to a funeral, and there's 15, 20 people there. So this is what you're talking about. Everyone's in line and everything. But if you go to some of the various areas of Seoul, there are thousands of people. Thousands of people at the funeral. You're not getting any near the oval. Right? So in those cases, when there are 1,000 people, you're the chitzoinim instead of the penimim, and that's where it is.